Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have Mindy Patterson on with us today, and I'm going to get her opinion on that new opening, see what she thinks. Anyway, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to talk about some pretty serious stuff today. I hope it'll be a call to action for you, a wake-up call perhaps. Not something we haven't talked about before, but we're going to get into maybe into the crevices and the cracks so you can really know what's been happening. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, because we need that for sure. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We come before you, Father, with great praise and adoration for the God that you are, the great I am, the omnipotent, omnipresent, loving Father, willing to forgive us. You show mercy and grace. We are living in a time of grace, and we are so thankful for that. But Father, we are also living in a time of great sin. Perhaps it's always been that way. We're just being more observant of it, maybe more involved in it, because we have forsaken you in our own lives and the leaders of this nation. Father, so many things are being done and legislated and against you and against us and against liberty. I pray that your children and those who are trying to fight for this, to bring you back into this country. Some make America great again. I say make America godly again. And then it'll be great. I pray for your protection over Donald Trump and all of his family and those who are counseling him. I pray for those who are his security, that you will keep them all safe and wise. And Father, that you will stop this evil. I have prayed for you to expose it, and it seems like every day something new has been brought to the surface. I guess I thank you for that, for the answered prayer. But now help us to know what to do about it. How can we best eliminate it, fight it, bring America back home to your righteousness? Father, we praise you for who you are, and we know that you are constantly with us. And for such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's all about seizing property and power. And then it's about maintaining and increasing that power. In the last many decades, we have witnessed a rise of government institutions such as the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and other federal judges and institutions across this land, spying on American citizens, seizing property, and ruling unconstitutionally. Americans have been buried in regulations, mandates, forced to pay licenses, permits, fined for some kind of noncompliance, even if it was unintentional or unknown, because there are so many regulations and rules that we can't even begin to know what they are. We watched as fellow citizens have endured the harassment and attacks by NGOs and organizations and other agendas that are contrary to common sense and productivity in America, contrary to our Constitution. Radical animal rights groups, green groups, attacking the family, farms, and others, such as circuses, zoos, pet stores, pet breeders, rodeos, horse and carriage businesses. It goes on and on and on. drones hovering over farms to monitor the dust. Americans are no longer free. Congress continues to legislate against liberty. Now remember what I said yesterday. Liberty is a vicious enemy. Liberty changes the rules, amends the contracts, ignores the rule of law, spreads falsehoods, and sows discord among the people. This morning, Hunter Biden made a statement. Remember, he's been subpoenaed before Congress. What are they afraid of? Hunter Biden says. Joe saved my life, as he refused to appear before the House, the GOP deposition. I say, what are you afraid of, Hunter? That you refuse to obey a subpoena of the law and appear before Congress. If you and Pops did nothing wrong, if all the numbers are just distorted and words of your partners are misleading, then explain to America, who is the big guy? Who paid to fix your teeth and help you purchase a brand new fancy-dancy vehicle? With the attacks on President Donald J. Trump and his family, remember they all appeared before Congress when subpoenaed. The FBI used wiretapping and FISAs and to spy on and to probe, to find something, which they could not. But they didn't stop their attacks. They still continue against President Donald J. Trump. But the attacks on President Trump are attacks on all Americans, even if you don't vote, even if you didn't vote for him. Citizens are no longer safe and secure in their homes. When Mindy texted me yesterday, she made the statement, the road to hell is paved with the Patriot Act. Who brought this Patriot Act upon us all? Who continues to strengthen its hold on Americans and remove liberty from Americans, from the American life? Why is the FISA unconstitutional? What do we know about it? You know, the road to hell is paved with the Patriot Act. Tyranny changes the rules, amends the contract, and ignores the rule of law, spreads falsehoods, and sows discord among the people. Thomas Jefferson said, "The tyranny of the legislature is the most formidable dread at present. It is the most to be feared." Mindy, excuse me, I'm a little bit... got a little bit of a bug or something going on with me. I feel okay. But it's just got, it's taken my voice. It's given me the Lana Dietrich voice, you know.
I'm sorry. You sound great, though.
Thank you. I do want to talk about this road to hell. It's paved with the Patriot Act. But first, I want to be all selfish and ask you about my new opening.
I loved it. First things first. It's awesome.
Thank you.
In your mom voice.
Yeah, in my mom voice. Don't make me come down there. That was actually my daughter-in-law. I wasn't there to make that recording. And my son put that together. You know him. He did some work for you, Alden.
Yes.
And then Quint is the one with the guitar song, and he's the one with the voice. I need to go home. And at the end of the show, you hear him again saying, I am home.
Oh, and, I love it.
We brought it all together, and I think it's so important. I finally got my own opening. My very own opening. It's my own branding, and I'm very excited about it. So I didn't pre-warn you that it was happening.
Very fun. Very fun. I just love it. I really do.
We retired Reba, and I will admit I miss her just a little bit, but I get all excited when I hear my sons.
Yes, so, of course. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, when we come back, I hear the music. When we come back, I do want to talk, and I have a little more information on the FISAs. We heard so much about during Trump's administration and what they did to him and Carter Page and several others with the FISAs. And the Patriot Act, that's a part of the Patriot Act.
Yep.
When did that come to be, and why haven't we gotten rid of it? Because they still want to hold power over the people.
Yep.
And it's devastating. Liberty in America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. I didn't do a very good job of introducing her because I just consider her such an old friend here. Not old, just a friend. Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't know what sparked you to text me about our topic today. And well, you know, there's always something that happens. You at least
well, it's
with
not
me.
The first time. You and I are always sort of attached at the hip a lot of these topics. So I'm just laughing because it doesn't surprise me.
But
so.
It's not just you and I,
right?
Because, and I just don't believe in coincidences, this came out today from American Greatness, written by Eric Lindrum. Now, I want to remind our listeners what has taken place with Biden and what has taken place with Trump and is still taking place with Trump, and we're trying to take place with Biden. But everybody keeps saying, oh, but this is nothing, they don't have anything, blah, 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 even though we have checks that came from China to Hunter Biden and then to Biden. But the Patriot Act, let's start there as to where it began, and then I'll get into this new article that I found today. And it's a place I check every morning, American Greatness, for articles.
Awesome.
I trust the majority of them. I don't always agree with them, mm-hmm. But I do trust them. And then there's a Supreme Court case that is going to come.
Yeah.
They have accepted a January 6th defendant's case. So let's talk about the Patriot Act.
Well, the Patriot Act, just a general overview, after 9/11 occurred, George Bush, of course, W. Bush was in office, and they came up with federal legislation, basically that became the Patriot Act, that included the allowance for one of the provisions in the Patriot Act is to allow for civil asset forfeiture, giving the power to the federal government to come into somebody's home or property under the auspices of the fact that they might be drug cartel, sex traffickers, human traffickers, what have you, and to enter their property and seize information and property without a warrant. So in order to get a warrant, you have to have probable cause. You know, you have to have a witnessed affidavit. You have to have the city prosecutor, the judge, the county sheriff all agree that, you know, a warrant is needed to enter the property. But all of that is circumvented under the Patriot Act and this provision for civil asset forfeiture. Well, the reason I said to you that the road to hell is paved with good intentions is because what seems like a good idea to keep America safe, it's basically profiling by at the sole discretion of a person, of one person or a committee or whatever, that decides that they're going to raid somebody's home. And it has been abused. And so now they're doing the same method of operation, not to human traffickers, not to drug cartel, not to people who are doing, you know, anything illegal that is worth, you know, destroying their home, their life, their privacy without due process. They're doing it to animal owners across the country. They're doing it to agriculture operators, food producers, zoo operators, which is what I have talked about on your show before with Keith Wilson and Wilson's Animal Park that happened in August of 2019. And here we are again, yet another case just like Keith's. Copy-paste. It is a duplicate of the method of operation by the Commonwealth of Virginia's Animal Law Unit and the Attorney General's Office, Jason Mayarez. They decided to do a SWAT team raid on this zoo. They did have a warrant, but it was a warrant to investigate. That's like saying, I'm going to come into your home and we're going to find something, hell or high water.
And here we have.
The witch hunt, yes.
So I've looked up a little bit on the FISAs, and I looked up our, well, here's what it says. The FISA is unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. The FISA warrants are lawful, but profoundly unconstitutional because there is no probable cause of crime. Nor does the warrant specifically describe the place to be searched or the person or thing to be seized.
Yes.
Now, that is from the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment says your rights, America, are the right of the people to secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. When they went into Mar-a-Lago, when they went into any of your clients, they had to be specific.
Yes.
As to what they were after. They just couldn't come in and raid. Most of your clients, if not all of them, had already passed their inspections of the USDA and all this and that. And then these SWAT teams come in.
Yep.
Somebody, you need to write a letter to President Donald J. Trump and to others and say, we are appalled by what we saw happen to Manafort, Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, Peter Navarro. But we have been witnessing this in our clients' homes and farms and businesses for years, and it needs to be stopped.
Yes. Agreed. You know, we're always tackling the source of the issues and writing letters, which go ignored. Our attorneys have written many letters to Jason Mayarez, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and everything's ignored. This happened on his watch. By the way, this raid was last week, last Tuesday, Wednesday, and you know, you just brought up a great point, Beth Ann. The rule of law in America provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, absolutely.
In a court of law based on facts and evidence. But they went on a witch hunt to find something. And, you know, everything, the optics of even what they claim to have found is coming from people who are ignorant of animal husbandry. So, you know, a lot of these things are not a big deal at a zoo, but they're putting forth these alarming descriptions of things that are dumb. They sound really ignorant and stupid.
And we don't need any big words.
I'll share with you what some of those things are. So, you know, a lot of zookeepers, a lot of people who are rooted in animal husbandry on a farm, on a ranch, especially a zoo, sometimes when animals die for whatever reason, because animals die, and the veterinarians are very closely involved. It's required by law, by the way, by USDA and other agencies. All of this is under the care of a licensed veterinarian, but they keep deceased animals for future what they call necropsy, which is an animal version of an autopsy. They keep these animals in the freezer. So they put in the news in this, you know, this emotionally charged propaganda piece, hit piece of Natural Bridge Zoo. They tried to make, and they did this to Keith too, by the way. They Yes. tried to make a big deal about the fact that they each had an animal or two or, you know, whatever in the freezer. Well, that's where you keep them to preserve them for future analysis as to why the animal died, what happened. You know, it becomes a part of science. This is where the science part comes in. The owner wanted to know what happened, so they do a necropsy down the road. Well, the news crews come in, and by the way, when they did the raid last week on Natural Bridge Zoo, the news had already been engaged and teed up on the moments of the raid to add to the sensationalism of all of this, because, by the way, that's how these animal rights groups raise money, is on the backs of the sensationalism of these things. But the news crews were ready to go, and they just hyped up some of these things that shouldn't have even been a factor. And again, you know, Americans are innocent until proven guilty based on facts and evidence, not emotion or conjecture. And that's what this case on Natural Bridge Zoo has been all about. Fortunately, their attorney is really pushing back hard, and he said, fine, we're going to question all of this with an injunction and an investigation against Michelle Welch. Remember that name? She's the animal rightist,
yes,
who is in charge of the animal law unit in the Commonwealth of Virginia under the Attorney General's office. And by the way, you know, you and I have talked about this before. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Tyranny is tyranny. And
Absolutely.
This is on the Republicans' watch in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Because if you recall, 2 years ago, they elected a Republican governor, Governor Youngkin, and Jason
yes.
Mayarez, who's also a Republican and an expat from Cuba. You'd think he'd understand the tyranny of seizing private property without due process, but oh no, here we are.
I think
he has kept Michelle Welch under his watch.
I think it is ignorance on many cases of those who should be smarter than that, like this AG. But even with Trump and some of these others, and I think Tucker Carlson, you should be on Tucker Carlson's show, because I don't think they understand these animal rights groups. They're listening to their sad stories, and they don't understand the truth in animal husbandry, as you said, and they need it explained to them, because they don't know what's happening out here in rural America. They just think we're not being nice,
and
that's not the case. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. You know, Mindy, the point I was trying to make, and I was rushing, is that I believe Americans in general, including those who are in high positions, they don't know anything about rural America. They don't know anything about animals, their care. And all animals are not alike. You don't care for some breeds of dogs the same way you care for other breeds of dogs. You don't care. You don't take care of a horse the same way you take, or one type of horse that's bred for, say, the horse and carriage, and another one that's bred for horse racing. You don't take care of these animals in the same way. Everything is different with them. But they get gaslighted, or we get gaslighted, whatever way you want to put it. And they, HSUS and the ASPCA and all the other alphabet radicals, they have lots and lots of money. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of gaslighting, a lot of propaganding. Propaganding, is that the right word?
Yeah.
And the people who don't know are ignorant, and they see these sad little puppy dogs, and they're very upset.
Yeah. I know. And that's why I say we shouldn't be making these big movements on people's private property based on emotion and conjecture.
Exactly. But, you know, everything is dealt with emotions now.
Right.
You know, and our rights are not supposed to be emotional. They're concrete.
Well, the presumption of innocence in our country is in deep trouble.
It is.
Because, as you've pointed out many times, and we're all screaming about this, but nothing's being done, you know, how Donald Trump was treated when documents were still in his at Mar-a-Lago, and they raided him. Well, the same thing.
And he was still president.
Biden did the same thing, and nothing happened.
In fact, Biden's were when he was senator.
Right.
Which he had no right to them.
Right.
And then a lot of hoopla over these documents is crazy because they're not really that special. That's what I've been hearing. They're really not that secret. Everything is out there.
Right.
But it's not going to stop until we put a stop to it. And I really think, I know I talked about this a few years ago, and I was thinking about it just a week ago or so. We need you on Tucker Carlson because they don't know.
I know. Well, thank you.
And
I would love. I would love to be on.
I don't know how we can get her done.
Would allow it. I know when he was at Fox, his news director was the one having Brittany Pete from PETA on constantly,
yeah.
And there was no balance there, zero.
Now, there's two sides to every story, but they don't give it on the, in this particular realm. They don't give the second side.
No. No.
And the ones that are being attacked. Now, what I wanted to mention here is that two things. And I know this hasn't got to do with necessarily with the cavalry group. But it does. Because the signatories, if you remember, that signed that paper, that letter, that said the laptop, Hunter's laptop, was Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. In other words, they lied. Those same 51 signatories... They reported, this is coming from the Daily Caller. The letter of the House lawmakers used by Tuesday was signed. They've got another letter. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. These signatories want to continue domestic surveillance. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it says, as reported by the Daily Caller, the letter to House lawmakers on Tuesday was signed by former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, which I think is a oxymoron with him, former Deputy Director of the National Security Agency, Richard Lidgett, former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morrill, former CIA Chief of Staff Jeremy Bash, and former NSA General Counsel Glenn Gerstel. All five men had previously signed the controversial letter that we talked about, claiming that the evidence of the Hunter laptop was, you know, that it was Russia propaganda. But in their new letter, the former intelligence community officials voiced their opposition to a new bill that would reduce the ability of intelligence agencies to spy on Americans without a warrant. Mm-hmm. So they don't want you or your clients to have such a right as the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
The Fourth Amendment is mute to them.
You want to hear something even more crazy? So I was doing research after this raid happened last week about the Patriot Act and about civil asset forfeiture. And, you know, one of my first questions was, where's the county sheriff on this case? I mean,
amen.
The owner of the zoo wasn't even a member of ours, but we are here to advise, which we often do on these cases, and our attorneys are happy to lend a hand. So in doing this research, I found several articles, Beth Ann, about the fact that, you'll love this, that there was an article titled, "Are Constitutional Sheriffs a Threat to America's Democracy?" Well, that drives me crazy because we're a republic.
Thank you.
That's a tip as to who wrote the article and what their mindset is. You're just right off the bat. But the fact they're pushing it out there, I mean, that's like calling parents who raise concerns at their public school for their children are considered terrorists, which is what, you know, our Department of Justice has labeled parents across the U.S. that have concerns and approach the school. They're terrorists. Well, that's like saying the county sheriff is harming our country? How is that? I mean, it's just, it is absurd. The county sheriff is the most important role in all of these unlawful searches and seizures. But where are they? I mean, they're remaining silent on these things. They have the power to stop these things, and they didn't in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this, and you brought up animal husbandry, and I think that's really important because sometimes animal husbandry isn't pretty. You know, if the untrained eye or people in urban areas don't understand what is involved in basic husbandry care of livestock or other animals, you know, sometimes it doesn't look great. You know, castration, you know, whatever it is, branding, whatever it is they're doing.
Clipping the teeth of the little piglets and clipping their tails off so that the rest of the herd doesn't eat them.
Exactly. It's common practice, and it's practical, pragmatic, you know, it's animal welfare practices, but they're painting it with the ugly brush because they don't know. But the optics are such that they sway to the fundraisers, the fundraising groups. But I can tell you this, as a result of all of these unlawful seizures and searches that are happening under civil asset forfeiture, animal owners and animal-related businesses today across the country, farmers and ranchers, live with the daily terror that these fraudulent claims, anonymous tips, or an animal rights extremist internet campaign could result in law enforcement arriving at their door and their animals seized without due process, coupled with the fear of animal owners are then exposed to extravagant animal care bonds and charges for temporary animal care, possible sterilization and euthanization of their high-valued animals. That's what happened to Carl Mogensen with Natural Bridge Zoo and Keith Wilson. They euthanized a bunch of their animals on the spot. Under whose direction? They came in and euthanized their tiger last week, their white tiger. And it was horrific because these people don't know what they're doing. The animal owner, the zoo, wanted their personal veterinarian to do it, and they disallowed it. This is Nazi Germany.
It is. Well, I think we're seeing that in the streets at the institutions, the universities in this country. This place, and there's another name for the basket that Hillary Clinton says.
It's horrible.
Yeah, well, Mom used to say, you know, it's gone to you-know-where in a handbasket.
Yes.
And it's all because of the policies of not just Democrats, my friends.
Yes.
The Republicans, too.
Yep.
Bush did this Patriot Act in a pretense to keep Americans safe. But the visa that's been used and the surveillances that are being done against Americans is totally unconstitutional, and we need to put a stop to it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. My MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code Bethann or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code Bethann.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. And we're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, especially when you're spending it with friends. And I want to announce that next week we will be the Three Wise Gals. And I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but I think we should talk a little bit about Christmas. But we will be the Three Wise Gals next week, and it'll be Mindy, Melody, and Beth Ann. And I hope you enjoy those. I'm hoping we can kind of make this a thing. I don't know if we'll get it done every month or not, but kind of make it a thing. And it's, you know, then we need, the world needs Three Wise Gals.
Yes. More than ever.
Well, we're the Three Wise Gals because it's Christmas, but otherwise we're just the Wise Gals. So, so I got this and I want to, just talk about this a little bit and then we're going to get back on what's going on here. But the civil forfeiture is something that Derry Brownfield talked about a lot because they come in and they take everything and then they sell it.
It's a big payday.
It should not be allowed.
Yeah.
And then we have this, the Supreme Court is going to take this case and it should be huge, huge. It should be really big as to what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. It says hundreds of cases have been and will be affected by the scope of Section 1512C2, including a case against former President Trump. But this is Joseph Fisher that is petitioning this. And in his notes, it's, in addition, the use of Section 1512C2, outside evidence impairment crimes, is an extraordinary and unprecedented extension of the statute's reach. So I looked up the statute and almost got cross-eyed trying to read it. I got a kick out of Greg Kelly last night. I don't know if you watch him, but he was trying to pronounce some words that were in a legal document. I think he jumps into the deep end like I do, and then he has to try and not drown.
All the Latin terms coming at him.
Yeah. And the two lawyers that were on with him, they were really cackling. It was pretty funny. One was I think one was Rudy Giuliani, I think. I can't remember what the other guy's name was. Anyway, this section C2 says, prevent the communication of any person to a law enforcement officer or judge of the United States of information relating to the commission or possible commission of a federal offense or a violation of conditions of probation, parole, or release pending judicial proceedings shall be punished as provided in paragraph 3. And I didn't go to paragraph 3 because he's claiming paragraph number 2 here. Whoever uses physical force or the threat of physical force against any person or attempts to do so with intent to, and it goes on. So he is using that statute, that section, and it's U.S. Code 18, U.S. Code 1512. And I'm hoping that this is something, it's amazing. Of course, it's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo to some of us, but the Constitution isn't. And I'm encouraging all of us, including Beth Ann, we need to dig in because we don't know. And therefore, we're easily gaslighted. We're easily fooled.
Yes.
And I think that goes with, we're naive. I'm sure that some of your, they're not so much now, but some of your clients have been so naive as to think, you know, it's just like when somebody loses their home in a fire and they go, well, that'll never happen to me.
Right.
I said that once, but it did happen to me. This stuff is like wildfire across this nation.
Yes, it is. It's people don't know until it happens to them, and some people are of the mindset, like you said, that that'll never happen to me. And when it happens, they're changed forever. But the sad part of all of this too is that a lot of this rush to judgment by law enforcement or even the general public about these cases are solely through the optics of the news media, the general news media, who are willing accomplices to this agenda, by the way. And meanwhile, civil asset forfeiture results in destroyed property, bankrupted businesses, and destroyed reputations, by the way,
yes,
that are damaged whether they're found guilty or innocent later on down the road.
Well, like the J6 people, they lost their jobs just because they were there. They lost their jobs, their businesses, and that's been happening in rural America to the farmers and all the livestock industry for years, for decades now. And here we're seeing it there, and we're gasping. We think, but this has already been happening.
Yeah. Well, I've had several members of ours call and say, "What can we do?" Well, the first step is to make sure you know who your county sheriff is, and do find out if they're constitutional sheriffs, because unfortunately the National Sheriffs Association has partnered with a lot of animal rights groups.
Yes.
So I know you've encouraged your listeners, and we encourage our members to support the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That is just critical to make sure that your sheriff is on the right side of the Constitution.
And I think that is CSOPCA.
Oh, gosh. Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association.
Thank you. .org.
Yeah.
I think it's .org. I'm not sure. CSPOA. I used to say it so fast. CSPOA. And that is, for those who don't remember, it's been a long time since Sheriff Mack has been on the air. He's busy. And But he's the one who started that, CSPOA.
Yeah. But also know who your state representative and senator is and engage them. Whether you raise animals or not, you should know who your representatives are in your state legislature, for sure. And if they're not voting the way you believe in, then you need to make sure that you vote them out. But the severity and regular occurrence of these abuses of our Constitution have really begun to strike fear in the hearts of animal-related businesses and farmers and ranchers across the country, because now we also have a big heaping helping of Biden's 30 by 30 that's coming in over landowners and ranchers and farmers to try to seize their land and property. Again, all about money, all about putting more land into the federal government's, collection of... They do a terrible job of managing land. Why would we want them to have more? They're failing miserably.
Yeah, they're the reasons we have the fires.
Yes. Yes. So
we're in trouble.
This is all a money grab. It's a cash grab for these organizations, these NGOs, environmental extremists, animal rights extremists. Our federal government is behind a lot of this. And it's terrorizing animal owners and related businesses across the country. It's a crime.
And I think we should look at these every time they decide they're going to legislate something to help us. Every time they make a new act, like the Patriot Act. I know these are my words, but I really like them. We've got to understand tyranny changes the rules, amends the contract, ignores the rule of law, spreads falsehoods, and sows discord among the people. And we have seen that in the last couple of decades escalate something horrendous, even though it's always been here.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, I want everybody to live. We're about out of time. To join the Cavalry Group, go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. Get on board. And Mindy, thank you.
Thank you,
and
Beth Ann.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, I look forward.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you, folks, for doing all that you can to bring America home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.